kuyinto ekhathazayo kakhulu uma kuyukuthi atshengisa ukubana uTrump uyakhokhela umongameli Biden. Kodwa mina ngokwazi kwami ama-polls esikhathini esiningi awekho accurate ngoba it's a guesswork. I-sample yabantu abubabhekile obasemplay kuyadepend ukuthi usemplay abantu kuphi. That's why sinokubona ama-polls ehlukana between different pollsters. Omunye ukubuya esithi yena ama-polls akhe athi, omunye athi ama-polls akhe athi okuthize. Kodwa yes, kuyinto ekhathazayo kuma-Democrats ma kuyukuthi uTrump ulokhu ebonakala engumuntu okuthiwa uyakhokhela. Kodwa ma siya kumkhonomi ngaseqinisweni, umkhonomi wamanje e-America ungcono kakhulu by far udlula umkhonomi lapho uTrump ayebusa khona. Sitsho ma sikhangela imisebenzi, i-unemployment rate iku-lowest that is ever been. Iyakwazi ukuthi uTrump echiye umbuso i-unemployment rate yayisikuboma 10%, khona manje ikuboma 3.7%. So yes, abantu bangakhomplaina ngokukhuphuka kwentengo yezinto, kodwa imisebenzi lamanye ama-indicator omkhonomi akhombisa umkhonomi oqinileyo. Le dollar ma sikhuluma ngalo khona manje likhuphukile futhi again i-strength yalo ukudlula amanye ama-currencies.
Ye, ma sokunje-ke ama-democrats kumele enzeni njengoba usitsho usithi abanye sebengazani babona ngani awuhambi kahle?
Okokuqala, I think ama-democrats awenzi umsebenzi omuhle ekukhulumeni ngokuphumelela okumkhonomi okwenziwa yuhulumende kaBiden. Esikhathini esiningi bavumela ama-Republicans ekutsheleni abantu ukuthi liyahlupheka and lihlupheka ngoba ngama-Democrats ayenza lihlupheke ngoba yiwabusayo. Eqinisweni okuningi abakukhulumayo ngamanga, but abantu ngoba abakhangelisisi izinto zonke kahle kahle bagcina bekholelwa lokhu abakuzwayo esingathi yi-propaganda. So ama-Democrats kumele ukuthi basebenze kakhulu ekuthini labo eyabo i-message izwakale emphakathini